USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be leaving her high-profile post.
I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
President Trump tweeting, after 3.5 years, our wonderful Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving the White House at the end of the month and going home to the great state of Arkansas.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is fantastic.
Later, the president speaking out about Sanders' departure at an event about criminal justice reform.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The Navy sending 2 ships and personnel to assist after 2 attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. blaming Iran for the attacks, the tankers owned by Japan and Norway.
On April 22nd, Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking from the State Department.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
And Pompeo goes on to say,
it is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today. This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse or misconduct at the hands of clergy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops meeting in Baltimore, where that city's auxiliary bishop explains that lay people and secular authorities would be part of the process. Under the nationwide system, those with complaints would be able to report them confidentially over the phone or online.
So you have the vendor who runs the hotline, but you have the independent individuals then ascertain the category, and then they make the notification to the appropriate authority.
Reports would then be presented to church authorities, though the proposal doesn't specify which would be given to civil authorities. The system will be reviewed again during the group's November meeting.
Florida's Republican governor says his state open for business. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A new Florida law is meant to put more cars but not drivers on Florida roads. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill on Thursday encouraging self-driving car technology. He says he hopes to drive businesses from the West Coast to the East.
Florida has an open-door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis continues,
I think it's exciting. I think it's good that we're here, and I applaud the legislature for embracing this and making sure that Florida is welcoming innovation when it comes to transportation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.